Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hagan. I'm working at
an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
And good afternoon, everybody, or good evening, or good morning, whenever it is you happen to be listening, if you're not listening live. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Show, Truth Straight Up. Chuck Bonnybell on his way down out of hair and makeup, and I'm Julie Hayden. The show brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine. We'll talk about winning. These days with Donald Trump, it's like I come down, we're ready for the show, I've got stuff to talk about, and then I check the Twitter feed, which, as an aside, Twitter is really the place where you just get, I mean, it's so much faster and so much informative anymore than like what your traditional news organizations. And boom, another winning kind of thing. I'm telling you, Trump, I was telling Chuck, I know I'm more of the Marvel Avengers movie person than Chuck is, but it's like Trump is just like Thanos, right? He just, you know, at the end of the movie where Thanos has all the Infinity Stones and he snaps his fingers and half of the world population disappears. Well, Trump is like Thanos. He just snaps his fingers and all kinds of stuff happens. So we want to talk about new developing news. What's going on with U.S. Aid?
Yeah.
We've got the Grammys to talk about. Michael Bennett becoming an idiot. But this just in.
Just in.
So CNN early this morning was posting some research and polls saying bad news for Trump on the tariffs. More people are Googling tariffs than Taylor Swift. Now, frankly, that's not shocking to me. You don't really need to Google Taylor Swift. She's already all over the place. And I think most people kind of have a grasp of Taylor Swift. But he goes, that's bad news for Trump. Bad news for Trump and his policies, right? Well, since the idiots at CNN were putting out all the tariffs are bad news for Trump, losing on the tariffs, Mexico caved, and literally just minutes ago, Canada caved, right?
That didn't take long.
No, that didn't take long. Colombia previously caved. Meanwhile, Marco Rubio comes back from the Panama Canal, and they're like, okay, yeah, we won't deal with China that much anymore. So here's the latest. This is just from Canada. And Trudeau, having been just a jerk, and people were booing the national anthem at hockey games, I guess decided, when you think of it, so what was Trump doing? He's like, secure the border and stop fentanyl. It's like, right. So why is that such an unreasonable, god-awful request, right? So here's what Canada did. He said that the key thing is they're going to add 10,000 personnel to the border right away. They're going to put $1.3 billion into new equipment and technology. They're going to form a joint task force. They're going to declare the cartels terrorist organizations. All of those things give Canada a better ability to deal with the cartels. Mexico's president did basically the same thing. Mexico also is going to put 10,000 soldiers on the border. They already arrested one cartel leader. And so Trump said, okay, good. Well, we work all of this out because now we're going to go into, I guess, talks more specifically. I will postpone the tariffs for 1 month. You got to love that. Just, you know, 1 month. So that's not Donald on this. If in 1 month I don't see some more Canadian guys or Mexican soldiers on the border, we can just go back to talking about these tariffs. So, and again, you got to keep in mind, he wasn't demanding something outrageous. You got to ask yourself, why would Canada and why would Mexico not want to stop fentanyl, right?
Well, why would they care about fentanyl? Fentanyl is going to the U.S.
The U.S.
Our wonderful kids seem to love to take it and die.
Well, I'm sure theirs do too, but cartel
so much.
Business model is to bring it in here, right?
Canada, they like to absorb it, eat it to die. But.
So it was kind of funny that they were putting up such an affront to it, right? Why would you not want to help? And even in looking at some of the stuff that the drug cartels were increasingly using Canada, and they were like, yeah, you know, and they were saying, well, initially I was reading this patrol, essentially the equivalent of the Border Patrol in Canada. And they were saying, well, you know, we can't stop some until they cross the border. And it's like, that's not what we're talking about, you idiot. We're talking about people carrying fentanyl. Mm-hmm. He said they haven't committed a crime until they cross the border. It's like, well, it is if they're carrying drugs and illegal, you know, if they're criminals, it's like that's, you could stop them and talk to them there. And I think the thing is Canada and Mexico just didn't care, Right? They
Well,
clearly,
why would they?
right, exactly. Under the Biden administration, they probably got NGO money for it.
Yeah.
So I think anyway, so you know, so the joke's on you, CNN. It's like, you know, the Trump, the only thing anybody who's confused about tariffs or kind of vague about tariffs, the one thing they understand now is, oh, well, that works.
Yeah.
You know, threat of tariffs
No
works.
wonder Norma Trump said, beautiful word. Just one of the nicest words in the English language.
Yeah, so they don't have to Google that anymore. So now what they Google, if they Google tariff, what's going to come up is Canada caves, Mexico caves.
Columbia
The liberal
caves.
media are there, and they're kind of using the word caves. They're mad about this, right? They, for some reason, they wanted Canada and Mexico to stand firm and continue pouring illegal immigrants, criminal illegal aliens, and dangerous drugs across the border. The liberal media would rather have that than Trump's tariffs work, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's no question where their loyalties lie. They lie with the drug dealers and the killers and the rapists and the everyone else, because they care about, what do they care about? Hard to know.
Yeah, that's right.
Hard to know.
That's right. So, Sandra, and we'll get to this. Michael Bennett has always been an idiot. I remember listening to him on a radio show quite a while ago and thought he sounded like he was stoned. He does tend to sound like he's stoned a little bit. I don't think he is, but and then
He's a very bright guy.
from Jim, Bennett would need to smarten up to make it to idiot. No, I know, but he sounds
Well,
like.
I worked a lot with Michael Bennett's merging the fire departments in Glendale and Denver, and I can promise he's not an, he's a very bright guy. I don't like his politics, and his
This
politics
politics are
just
kind of
suck.
idiotic. Yeah.
But he's a very bright guy.
And from Jim, President Trump probably saved hundreds of thousands of lives with their back pockets. From Jacob, now some 80,000 IRS agents are going to be transferred to border operations, maybe since the IRS agents have guns. That's right. And then Jacob, so we're told that the federal government did not have enough money to hire the required FAA control tower employees, while the feds had enough money to hire 80,000 new IRS employees with guns, I might add. What were Biden's priorities? Well, yeah, they had all the money they needed. It was just how they were spending. So anyway, so the tariff thing, that's the latest on that. And I think that probably resolves that, right? I think if you're Canada and Mexico, you're not going to go back on your word because I think you've already noticed that Trump means what he says, right? So
Well, he accomplishes more in 2 weeks than Biden. Well, Biden
than anyone.
caused more harm in 4 years, but.
But Trump's undone it. Well, like I said, he's like Thanos and he snaps his fingers. So, okay, so this the US aid, which was apparently a giant, and actually people have known this, and we're going to play some sound bites here, money laundering, NGO, CIA front, right? And it says USAID, and that sounds nice, but USAID actually, I didn't realize this, stands for the US Agency for International Development. Well, right there, that just says CIA, doesn't it? I mean, the Agency for International Development. What's that mean, right? That means
CIA.
CIA, right? So Trump has gotten rid of it. If you go to their website, nothing comes up. It says server can't find it. You go to their Twitter or X account, it's like it's gone, right? It doesn't exist. All of the employees, like thousands of them, have been locked out.
Well, they have somewhere between 10,000 and 19,000, because you can never tell. It depends on what source you go to. It's 10,000, 11,000, 19,000. It doesn't matter. They're all just happy campers. 90% of them are Democrats, and many 10% are not Republicans, but Green Party, Socialist Party of America. They have one rhino in there among the 10,000 employees. And so it's been a shill for the Democratic Party. I mean, it takes the money in, and the president of El Salvador said what happens is they spend 90% of it running NGOs and everything else against your government, trying to bring your government down.
Right.
And 10% of it actually goes to
Well,
something
that would be the
worthwhile.
international development,
Yeah,
right?
international development.
International taking down governments that we don't like. And we'll
Well,
get
they
into some
do.
of that.
I mean, they were, Samantha Powers became the head 4 years ago. Now, Samantha Powers
She
is a,
quit like last week or 2 weeks ago.
But Samantha Powers is a power player. I mean, she was the head of the United, the
You at the United
ambassador,
Nations.
the United Nations, and lots of things. So you kind of, what's she doing at that little aid agency? Well, that's because it's not a little agency. It has $50 billion it gives out every year.
Well, it gives, I mean, some of it, they funded the Wuhan stuff, right? Like
Echo Alliance.
millions of dollars went to Dr. Fauci, or the guy who, you know, who,
Danzig,
yeah,
yeah.
who created the COVID virus to unleash around the rest of the world.
But
that was money
it's
well
the
spent.
CIA, which means the CIA is a Democratic plant. I mean, if
I would say Democrats are CIA plants. You know what I mean? It's like the Democrats are controlled by the CIA.
But it's amazing that an entity that political, and she was in Hungary, you know, a month ago, and saw something
to Hungary, basically.
Well, yeah. I mean, she said, "Well, I'm here to support independent journalists, i.e., CIA ones, and help with NGOs and help with." I mean, we'll try very hard to overthrow Orban's government. And it's amazing that Viktor Orban allows her in the country hey, we'll try to overthrow the government. But she was involved in the Libya overthrow, not as USA head, but prior to that, and Syria.
She's a deep state operative. And again, yeah, the whole point of this is to, number one, this organization funneled millions of dollars to like LGBTQ things in like...
Huge, and
Muslim countries, right?
Yes,
It gave money to the Taliban. It gave money to the Houthis while we were fighting the Houthis, right?
Yes.
So it funded NGOs, which then I think they probably never actually did do any of the LGBTQ stuff in
they
Muslim
probably
countries.
Did. They had some orgies and you know,
but
sodomized.
It was bad to children. Probably Democrat.
Not all of it, you know, but
it's money laundering in and out of the NGOs, right? It goes from the U.S., our tax dollars, to the NGOs. The NGOs then siphon off a lot for themselves.
And give 10% to the big guy.
And then give 10% to the big guy, who then makes sure that we give more money. And the big guy shares it maybe with Mitch McConnell or somebody like that.
Yeah, right.
Frist
right.
was getting roasted. He was the neocon, never-Trumper, saying, oh, you know, I'd rather have the deep state than the Trump state.
Yeah.
And then somebody pointed out that he was the CEO or on the board of some company that got like $900,000 from USAID. So it's giving money to Bill Kristol. It's one of the most corrupt. And apparently this has been like a massive open secret. So how this came to a head, and Marco Rubio, by the way, now is the acting head of it.
He's turned out to be great. A great front. I won't call him a front. He's been a great assistance to Trump. You know, he went down to Panama, worked that deal out. I mean, they all went, well, all these nominations suck. Except Marco Rubio.
They put Kash Patel in charge and held up Marco Rubio. Well, so he's going to be the acting, and it appears as if Trump is going to fold it into the State Department. And what they were saying is, it started out when they were simply asking, hey, can you guys tell us, can we see your books, right? We are the government, it's our books, right? You are like our agency. And they said, no.
You don't have the security clearance.
So
you're not important.
So Trump did the Thanos thing, and
they're
off.
You two are fired.
They're all fired, and apparently about half of them he can fire because they were personnel. But they were contractors. So,
right.
But Marco Rubio kind of explains why. He said, "Hey, we were just asking questions. It's our job, and they refused to answer. You can't do that." So, Thomas, if we could please play the Rubio USAID soundbite.
It's a completely unresponsive agency. It's supposed to respond to policy directives of the State Department, and it refuses to do so. So the functions of USAID, there are a lot of functions of USAID that are going to continue, that are going to be part of American foreign policy, but it has to be aligned with American foreign policy. I said very clearly during my confirmation hearing that every dollar we spend and every program we fund, that will be aligned with the national interest of the United States. And USAID has a history of sort of ignoring that and deciding that they're somehow a global charity separate from the national interest. These are taxpayer dollars. And so I'm very troubled by these reports that they've been unwilling to cooperate with people who are asking simple questions about what does this program do, who gets the money, who are our contractors, who's funded. And that sort of level of insubordination makes it impossible to conduct a sort of mature and serious review that I think foreign aid writ large should have.
He's turning out to be a great cabinet pick.
He is. And from Sandra, she talks about that's because the liberal criminal media probably are getting money in their back pockets.
Not sure they are.
They are. I mean, a huge portion of the censorship, fact-checking stuff,
right,
and supporting journalistic things around
about the State Department
came out of USA too.
Did it?
Uh-huh. Let's see. From Jacob, seems Kash Patel has already seen the JFK and King papers that are about to be released. He'll know if any of the documents will not be released. He says, I want to see the Watergate papers if there are any, and what the Watergate break is
What?
really
Don't get
about.
that one.
Maybe
Who said that?
Jacob, maybe Woodward and Bernstein could opine on that.
Yeah.
And then Jim, you're absolutely right on your point. We're going to get to that. But then Sandra's like, Jacob, didn't somebody find out that Woodward was an undercover agent? I thought they heard that
Well,
somewhere.
he
You
was,
heard that on our show,
yeah,
Sandra.
he was naval intelligence.
Right.
Got out of naval intelligence, joined a smaller paper, and I mean very small newspaper for a year so he could pretend he's a journalist, and then he was hired by the
Right.
Washington Post. But it's clearly he continued to be a deep state analyst.
Exactly. And from Jim, they funded the 2014 Ukraine coup. Jacob, you
Yes.
read our minds because that's exactly what we were going to talk about a little bit here now too. That RFK Jr. on a Tucker Carlson show kind of outlined that. So Thomas, if we could please play the RFK Jr. USAID
2014, there are riots in, it's called the Maidan Rebellion in Ukraine, which we're not told that we are financing those riots. The newspapers never told us, our government never told us. USAID, which is a CIA front, put $5 billion into funding those riots. Those riots lead to to a coup d'etat against the first elected, democratically elected government of the Ukraine. It was a government that refused to choose sides and to say we're going to be on the side of the West. So we wanted them out. A month before that government is overthrown, Victoria Nuland, who's the part of the centerpiece of neocon ideology and who is now a high-level official in the State Department, has a secret call with the U.S. ambassador, which is tape recorded and is now public, which anybody can go and look up, where she is picking the new cabinet for the Ukraine, which is a U.S. Western cabinet. So they're picking the new government a month before the old government is overthrown.
Is that democracy when Victoria Nuland picks her government?
Well, that's the point is USAID doesn't really do. And the CIA don't do democracy. The CIA has overthrown, I think, 83 governments between 1947 and 1997. That's a third of the governments on Earth, and most of them were democracies. Oh, it doesn't do democracy.
CIA doesn't do democracy. Well, and so yeah, from Jacob points out, Zelensky says he never saw any of the 200 billion sent to him. Now, some of it might have been weaponry, but where did it go? Well, one, I'm not sure I believe him. But to talk, I mean, to that
Well,
point.
I'm sure he's right. One of the USAID's biggest ones are Ukraine. Kind of like, well, why is that such a big charity? Well, because,
Right, because we said it is. Well, what's interesting is too, so Samantha Powers, who was a she's been a big power player in all of this deep state CIA stuff. Here's a Thomas, if we could pull up the still picture. Here is Samantha Powers in July of 2023 shaking hands with Zelensky. So what's that all about?
Looking
Right?
down at him.
The little notebook she says, how to overthrow a government. That's what it's that's what that's about. And there's packets of money in there that she's gonna give him. That she's going to give him
Here's a quick 10.
10 million, I mean, and so anyway, so it seems to have been, although it's a kind of thing that the rest of us are probably not paying a lot of attention to,
Oh yeah,
right? Right.
well, they haven't because the deep state media didn't pay any attention to it, so
Exactly.
we didn't pay any attention to it. But that, it was started. USAID was started by Kennedy back in '61, kind of conglomerating all the different aid agencies and so forth. And then the CIA said, "Well, we got to control that." And so, if you're part of the USAID, you're a Democrat and you're a CIA stooge. I mean, it's
Right.
just and it can never go back.
No, and exactly. And that's why Trump is so brilliant. Just do Thanos, right? Just boom, gone. Don't go in there and try to root it out. Don't go in there and try. Now, I'm sure some of the same people will keep their jobs and we'll see. But it's from Karen Cataline. Isn't this model the exact same model the Clinton Foundation and the Biden Crime Family Foundation? Yeah, to a certain extent, Karen, it's like
Well, certainly the Clinton one. I mean,
Biden's just took the money.
he wasn't, he wasn't, he didn't pretend
They didn't
to
try to
do
do anything.
charities
No,
or
they
anything.
just took it.
But whether it's Lutheran Family Services, it gets $1 billion,
Bill Kristol.
Bill Kristol, but hiding among charities. And over the years, I've become very cynical about quote unquote charities. I think a great number of them are just ripoffs that really enrich the people in it rather than helping anybody.
Right.
But it's amazing how much I said, all these so-called good doers and so forth ended up all being, money launderers. And I guess it's just human nature. It's just the nature of things. But, sometimes, like last night, the Grammys, we're giving to a charity, LA Cares. Yeah, I bet
No, they're
they
not.
are.
No, they're not
I
getting
bet
money.
you are.
Right. Well, and okay, from Sandra, anyone know where we can find the list of all the NGOs and the money they've received and for what? Well, here's the thing. I mean, what was I reading? It was like thousands of them got money from this US aid. There are all
Just
kind
this.
of different places, like the
Right.
immigration one that they have that they get. So, I mean, and that's part
And
of what
then the NGOs give it off
to
to
other NGOs.
other NGOs and just an NGO daisy
I
chain.
mean, and that's a thing, Sandra. I mean, they're it is convoluted, and that's why Trump is like, close it all down. And then Charlene, oh, that Watergate was a deep state operation,
It was, I
exactly.
promise you it was.
And then Charlene says, looks like the Marxists infiltrated the USA like McCarthy tried to tell us back in the 50s.
Right.
Kieran Candling, 2014. Who was president in 2014?
Who could have been?
CIA does color revolution and calls it democracy from Charlene. Exactly. Jacob says, I can read Julie's mind, nutchucks. And Jim, I agree with you here too. When Zelensky says, hey, I don't know where that money went. When he was shaking hands with Sandra Powell or Samantha Powers, you should have said, see, I haven't gotten any of that
Did you
money.
kind of see the sort of condescending way that Samantha Power, good little boy,
Well, then
good little man.
they shot it in such a way that she looks a lot taller than
She
him
is a lot
too.
taller. He's very short.
She, who is she married to? Is she married to a Kennedy?
No, she's married to Cass Sunstein. He's
Okay.
a Democratic operative, very bright guy, and very much left mover and
Oh,
shaker
okay.
behind the
There you're
scene.
from Jacob. Exactly. Sandra says, don't forget, Papa George Bush was the head of the CIA when JFK was assassinated. And from Karen, Samantha Power and her husband, yes, have always been rabidly anti-Israel.
Yes, yes.
Jewish Karen says, I can say that. Because she's Jewish. Well, yeah, I mean, this whole thing. And so I think Trump, again, and this is his brilliance, right? He just kind of cuts to the chase. He's like, yeah, I'm not
Well,
going
you
to.
got to give some credit to Elon
Well,
Musk. I
yes,
mean, he's the one,
he turned a loose on it.
Trump was busy trying to defang the FBI and the Justice Department, and then Elon Musk, hey, look at this one. This one's a really stinker. And he said, okay, just get rid of it. Can you imagine any other president, Republican
Yeah, just
president
like,
in America?
like Thanos, just like
Just get rid of
snap.
it.
It's like, so
You need to
apparently,
get that little video of that so
yeah, well,
everybody
it's
knows.
copyrighted,
Well,
so,
so
but
what?
it's like, it's so, and apparently it was like happening in real time, like over the weekend, where like all of the employees are on their little, whatever, the little Google chats, right? And they're like, poof, 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 like literally, like in Infinity Wars,
Yeah.
poofing off the screen because their
Well,
account was pulled. It's, well, I don't mean to laugh, but it's
yes,
like,
you
and then you see they're talking about employees are protesting. And I would just say this, you got no sympathy for me, you rotten federal employees. Where were
do. You're rotten people.
you when they were raiding Mar-a-Lago? Where were you protesting
You're very
then? Where were
happy.
you when they were, incarcerating and persecuting all of these January 6 people? Where were
And
you?
the FACE Act, which is the anti-abortion.
Right.
Pro-choice people, Oh, 7 years old, send her away.
That's right.
And the federal judges go, oh, yeah, this is a dangerous
Yeah.
criminal. We better get her. And while Biden is commutating all these true criminals out of jail, they're throwing 70-year-old grandmothers in jail.
Exactly. Where were they processing then? And another thing here too, Jacob says the helicopter that crashed into the American Airlines plane, the Captain Lobach was, she was, yes, she was, they were, first they wouldn't release her name forever. And then we
Until they
brought
could scrub
her
all the
social
super
media.
left-wing stuff that she did.
Her and her family.
You're
Yep, she was
right.
a White House social aide.
And how does that work? She's a captain in the Army
Flying Black Hawk
helicopter,
helicopters.
and she's a social aide.
What does a social aide do?
Plan parties.
Oh, well, someone's got to. Do I
Well,
hear DEI? And here's the thing, Jacob, and I wish Pete Hegseth would weigh in on this because him I kind of trust. I wouldn't have necessarily been suspicious about that, but the fact that they delayed it and then they scrubbed all of her social media
And her
and her
families
family's
and
social
her
media.
great-grandmothers
I
and
got a
everybody else.
theory that once, I mean, there are way back machines that once people find those, there will be DEI stuff there. I was reading an interesting
Well,
thing.
she thrives, parents say she's a wonderful partner. Nobody calls themselves a partner.
Right. So I'm assuming now maybe that wasn't why she was hired. I don't know that, but
Of course she
my
was.
guess would be
Of course she was, in part hired.
somebody. I was reading a thing, and this I don't know if this is true. This is from Alex Berenson, who's a former New York Times reporter who has become reluctantly kind of a MAGA guy, even though
Yeah,
I don't think he
very
likes
reluctantly,
Trump
but.
at all. But he was posting somebody, he said it was a person who kind of seemed to know what they were talking about, analyzing the flight path. And this person was saying the helicopter, first of all, there should have been a fourth person in there
Right.
who would have been able to see stuff. So they're like, at some level, there was a significant command decision made that contributed to this. Secondly, they were saying that the helicopter clearly was, now there's some confusion coming out now, but I think that's just the media trying to mess with us, right? That the helicopter was flying too high, but also was being erratic in its path, as if somebody was flying and said, oh, it's the wrong place, and then went back over here. This guy's thing was both the instructor and whoever was being evaluated, which it appears might have been the woman, I'm not sure which is which,
Well, no, she's
were
not.
very.
No, I mean, certainly not the White House aide was not the trainee. She was the second in charge, kind of when there's a trainee herself who spent all her time doing parties at the White House. So it's not exactly clear what kind
How
of
often she was
expertise.
flying like
Yeah, I mean, she
helicopters,
was, this is
yeah.
a ride along, I guess, for her.
It was saying that both the instructor and then the person being evaluated were either inexperienced, this guy said, or incompetent, because they said they shouldn't have flying this close to an airport, you know. So anyway, all of that will come out, but I think I'm very
Maybe.
suspicious about the fact that they scrubbed it off.
Well, you don't have to be suspicious. We know why.
Well,
But
yeah.
just to make sure that nobody knew that she was a lesbian White House aide in charge of parties,
Well, I
that we
mean,
could
yeah,
not.
that's the thing. Did the White House employ any heterosexual people there?
Not that we're not that not that were
Yeah.
out, who would announce themselves as such.
So Charlene Bush was CIA 1976, 77,
Okay.
Dulles CIA director during part of Kennedy's term. No sympathy for the bureaucrats working 2 days a week, exactly. And then Charlene says Senator Ron Johnson thinks the chopper crash was intentional. From Jacob, one last thing would be that Trump assassin in Butler, Pennsylvania, was cremated right away.
Right.
Sounds like JFK was talking out of Dallas before an autopsy could be performed.
Right.
Charlene, I seriously doubt there was anybody on that helicopter. They just they just gave us the names. It was a remote controlled helicopter for a while. That could be. Yeah, that would have made him look really bad. But I think though, again, so Trump is like he's closing. This bureau just closing it. Some 80 FBI agents were walked out of their offices who participated in the January 6th
Well, there's one guy out of New
persecution.
York, second in charge, saying, we have to hunker down. Just don't do anything. Hunker down. We'll be okay.
Snap.
Boy, I wonder how long he's going to be around.
Right, exactly. They're sending out a questionnaire. I mean, apparently, so that this new acting director of the FBI is like not cooperating, so
Right. Give him the
that won't last very long. But on the other hand, there are other ways to do it. They can apparently, they being the Trump people, can get in and they can track the FBI. They have systems where they can kind of track which agents were working on which cases, right? Which
Right.
makes sense. And so they're figuring that out and they're getting rid of it. Interestingly, and I couldn't find the picture, there was a funny picture. So there was a rumor that the FBI agents are going to protest outside of the FBI building in Washington, D.C., which of course they can't because of the Hatch Act, right? So that would get them in even more trouble. But somebody was posting pictures. Remember when they had all the feds, like they were like at January 6th and the things, and they were all like dressed alike in the khakis, and then they had the masks. Plus, they all had like fake cans of beer at their little FBI things. So they posted that picture. Those are the FBI protesters. Speaking of employees, though, the Trump administration is not fooling around, even with some of that, right? There was James O'Keefe, with O'Keefe Media is doing a great expose. They were talking to a Department of Homeland Security lower down guy, right? Who was saying, oh, screw Kristi Noem. He says, I effing hate her. And he says, you don't understand. He's explaining to some girl, well, who's an undercover James O'Keefe person.
And probably pretty good looking.
And, oh, I'm sure. And honey trap. And he was explaining, you know, look, we're the ones. So Kristi Noem sets policies and like whatever.
But we get to interpret them.
We want to interpret
it. There's a broad thing of how you implement Kristi Noem.
He's like, so we're going to totally screw this up. If we could please play the DHS guy soundbite, Thomas.
That was great.
Room for interpretation.
Okay.
In terms of how we interpret what they said.
Meet Brandon Wright, a platform services manager for the Department of Homeland Security. Brandon Wright states to our undercover journalist how he will defy Kristi Noem's orders. Wright also said he won't let Kristi Noem get in his way.
The truth is, you don't let them get in our way.
Okay,
you're hearing like the real f-ing time from like, we don't let them get in our way. Yeah. And frankly, that's actually, I would argue, I'm not even being an asshole, I would argue that's my job. You know how a septic tank works? So it like catches all the and like filters it through rocks and then sand and everything. There's a lot of layers like that. Government.
Okay.
And by the time the actual marching orders get to like me and below, we can filter them in a way that steadies the ship.
The official at DHS discloses how GS-14s and GS-15s at the DHS will defy Noem's orders and how they will disregard her agenda.
I feel really, really bad with all the 15s because they have to deal with the crazy and it's not easy.
This is what I love about the Trump administration. Kristi Noem released a statement saying, this guy's been placed on leave pending an investigation and his termination is imminent. It's like, so that'll...
I knew that bitch was calling me. I knew it.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, but did you listen? And that's the problem. When he said, I'm not trying to be a jerk, that's my job. My job is to implement what I believe the agenda should be.
Right.
My job is not to listen to the president, not to listen to my boss, not to even listen to any of the bosses above me. What an entitled, and I think DC is probably full of people like that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and you know that guy was working from home, right?
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
Why he had time to be at the bar with this girl. It's like his that entitlement that like that's my job.
Right.
It's like I don't care what the American people think. I this you know snot nosed 30 something guy because I probably have a cool place near Georgetown or something like that. So I know I am so much smarter, so much more elite, so much more everything than all of you stupid MAGA people. So. You know, and I just love it. It's like his termination is imminent.
It's termination.
It's
like
exactly.
I knew that was a mistake.
Yeah, that was. how stupid are the bureaucrats? Exactly, Charlene. How stupid are the bureaucrats that they would share this with strangers? It's just arrogance, right? Because
no,
nothing.
I'm trying to impress the hot looking chick that all of a sudden showed interest in you when nobody had in the previously, and you're. You know, you want to show how important you are, how cool you are. And...
Right, right. Sandra says, look at the length of his arms. He's probably 4'8". Goes with his IQ, apparently. And then Thomas is pointing out, just like that Disney employee that said they actively practice racist hiring. Why do these people say incriminating things at lunch? We have past knowledge of this happening and a guy being fired for it. Well, again, I think two things, because before that would have been applauded. Right? Everybody would have, they would have all had been on the same page is the first part, right? This guy probably fit in perfectly well with the previous administration. I mean, they were all on the same page because they all think they know what's best for us. So that's the problem they have now. So they're not used to, I mean, he thought that would probably, you know, help him get another date or something like that by talking about that with this, you know, with this undercover reporter. But again, it's just Thanos. Trump is like, oh, termination imminent, you know. So they're going to be freaking out in D.C. They have to go back to work. He's actively working on finding people. If they're allowed to. If their agency isn't shut down, right?
Right.
And all these people, I mean, it's just been crazy to watch. And then in the meantime, the tariff thing, right? Mexico, I mean, they caved faster on that than I thought
they
would, didn't you?
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
Because it would have an enormous dislocation in the economy. I mean, it already was having it. It didn't, just the threat of it was causing huge amount of dislocation in the economy. So, what do you want us to do? Go down the border and actually protect your own border? Okay.
I guess. From Charlene Yeschuk, they were trying to impress hot boys or girls. Yeah, so it'll be that, I think, is going to be interesting. I mean, they're all kind of freaking out because Elon Musk, it wasn't like a PR stunt, right?
Not for him.
No, they're actually doing stuff, and Trump is giving, when they were saying that Trump, that the Doge people couldn't look at stuff.
That was a mistake.
Yeah, Trump all the hate, Trump the stuff, right? Or you're fired. Your choice,
you don't have the security clearance. Well, neither do you now.
Yeah, and it's like, Elon Musk was like, we didn't need security clearance for what we were looking at. That wasn't, it wasn't super
good,
secret.
Good try, though.
Yeah,
good try. A very good try.
Well, and who's there's a U.S. attorney out of Washington, D.C. after the other one got fired. He's now sending a letter to Elon Musk saying he will sue Elon Musk. It's like Thanos. It's like, go ahead and do that. That's and how could he? He's a Justice Department. Trump would just say,
like,
no, you're
not. See, we've got that particular one, because I can't believe a U.S. attorney that just got appointed.
Well, he wasn't really appointed. Well, I guess he would have been. He was kind of the second. Martin, I think his name was. The one guy left, and then this guy came in. Do you want to switch over to the Grammys?
We love the Grammys.
Yeah, we watched the Grammys, so you guys didn't have to. Actually, we didn't watch. We had most of the sound was down.
Well, I kept on trying to turn on to you. No, stop it. I can't stand them talking.
This was, I think, kind of a... It wasn't as bad as it, in terms of the political nature of it. It wasn't anti-Trump, because they've learned the hard way that doesn't work. But I want to...
Well, it's pathetic. I mean... what's his name? His wife came nude, right?
Kanye West.
They all should have been nude. And instead of doing these twerking and these simulated sex, just have them all having sex on stage. I mean, why bother pretending it's just as some kind of artistic endeavor? I mean, I forget who the host was, but he'd be walking among the tables and everyone was a Star Wars character. I mean, every sleazy looking...
crazy, wacky Star Wars people, except for Taylor Swift. She looked nice. Actually, there were a few that whatever carpet. I don't know any of these songs. I will say Rev knows a lot of the songs.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. We were talking last night, Chuck and I. So what do you do when initially, now this is a few years back. So Kanye West was like one of Kim Kardashian's husband, and he's got this new wife, Bianca, somebody who used to be a model from Australia. And basically what they do is it's sort of like shock, I don't know, performances, right? He dresses her and has dressed her in, and she's willing. I mean, people keep saying she's crying out for help. I'm like, no, she's clearly willing. I mean, I could see if she did it once or twice, but she does it every time they go out.
She's going along with Jeff Bezos' wife.
Yeah, increasingly revealing outfits. What's interesting, though, is if you looked at the Grammys last night, there were a lot of the music stars who were wearing, I mean, it's just basically their see-through sequin gowns, right?
Right.
And you can see everything, right? Only there's like sequins there. So last night, this Bianca person with Kanye West there, and they just showed up for the red carpet. They just showed up there. No, that's not true. They didn't get to. Not true. Not true. But they just left because they were only there. But he didn't want to sit through the boring speeches, right? He's like, so she's wearing essentially, it's a completely sheer thing. You could see totally through it. And that becomes a problem because I don't know what you do next, right? It's like she's basically for all practical purposes naked. And now I guess all the other stars will be naked the next time too.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was saying to you, it's like, and you had such a great answer. I'm like, what happens historically, because you talk about the decadence of Rome, mm-hmm. and the decadence of France, right? When they just fell into this complete sexual and moral decadence, where somehow, like if I were to try to walk into Target naked, probably someone would stop me. But somehow if I'm a musician TV and national TV, that's like art.
Yeah,
that's like I could try. The other thing, I'll mention this, but then I want to get to the decadence thing. I'm not particularly worried about this lasting long for her because I will say this, there are very few women and you only have a really narrow period of time.
15 to 16.
Well, when you can actually, that would be child porn, so they couldn't, but when you could actually walk around naked like that, most people would not work. It's not a good look, but.
Time to get 21.
Yeah, she's really yeah, out. She's maybe got another year or two. But anyway, so I was saying, well, what happened? You know, when with Rome when it became so decadent, or France when it became so decadent?
The fall.
Yeah.
The decline and fall of the Holy Roman Empire. The Roman Empire. I mean, you know, they used to have all these transvestite balls in Paris just before the Franco-Prussian War, which was an utter disaster. It is kind of strange. Without war comes decadence, and I don't think there's any happy human state out there.
Oh, there is. There, I'm, oh, but it is interesting because that does seem to be, and all the other stars start following it. And I don't know where you go when you're showing up at award ceremonies completely naked. Now, theoretically, I read a thing that, you know, it cost him a big contract in Tokyo. I mean, I think it's fair to say that Kanye West is crazy.
I think that'd be fair.
I think it's fair to say. But I mean, come on, it's
don't
not
need to be
hard.
A psychiatrist for that one.
And the same thing, watching the Grammy Awards. I mean, okay, these are musicians.
It's the
They've
same
always
thing.
Been kind of wacky.
Some sleazy looking woman. Dressed in some kind of, you know, fetish outfit, jumps around the stage with 20 other men and women twerking away and sliding on the floor. I mean, it's when Michael Jackson first did it, it was interesting and different. 40 years later, kind of, I think I've seen this particular version of the song.
And they wonder why their ratings are going down.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, and we were talking, so the Academy Awards are coming up next. And we were, and Chuck used to like to, you know, look at them. So we're thinking, okay, what do we want to watch this weekend? And we would pick some of them. And we're looking at these movies. We saw Wicked, was actually, I liked
not
it.
Not bad.
I liked it.
Very PC. Very PC, but good PC. Well done, PC.
No. No songs that you would want to hum along with, though. Not like the...
No, but they kind of, you know, keep you going.
Not Let It Be. But anyway, but and all of the other movies, it's like, number one, I was like, never heard of it, never heard of it, never heard of it, nope, never heard of it. And then when you read the description, you're like, I know why I never heard of it, because what
it
an
sucks.
Stupid movie. One of the ones that got the most nominations is apparently... It was what you said, produced in France,
mm-hmm.
and it's in Spanish, so it's subtitled, which I hate those anyway. And it's about a drug cartel guy who fears for his life, so he becomes a transgender person.
Right.
And I'm like, that's the plot line?
And so, like, you know, if you ever look at the reviews for Rotten Tomatoes, you know, it's a bad film if it gets close to 50%. This is down in the 30s and teens. I mean, people watched it, hated it. And you know, cool critics gave it like a 70 or 75. I mean, nobody liked this movie. Nobody saw it. And so, of course, it's the biggest Academy Award winner ever.
Yeah, that's right. And from Thomas, it was made in France, based in Mexico, where the director said he didn't like Mexican culture and didn't study it before making the movie, mm-hmm. right? And then Karen said, played by a real tranny who was nominated for Best Actress. From Thomas, apparently Mexicans hate the movie. Yeah.
Everybody hates the movie.
Well, here's the thing, Karen. Here's with the Academy Award. They've screwed themselves because they have so many... DEI requirements that to be in a movie, to be nominated, right? You have to click so many boxes. It's a joke. It's kind of like, I don't know if you guys followed the DNC. They selected their new chair and vice chair.
That was hilarious.
And it was funny because listening to them explain, so they can't just have, who do we think would be best to be the most qualified? Nope. They have to have of the nominees, a certain number of the nominees have to be male, female, and then non-binary, right? And not just the final.
Well, they don't have to be non-binary, but if they are non-binary, it doesn't go against either the male quota or the female quota. And it's just hilarious to hear Jamie Harrison, who's the outgoing DC chair, read his off. And if it's a non-binary one, then someone's got to go through surgery if they're going to be elected.
It's just, you're kind of like, did you guys not pay any attention to the election? It's kind of like, you know, were you not listening to the American people there? But as far as I'm concerned, the Democrats should keep that up, because the longer they keep telling us that people don't like tariffs, the longer they keep telling us that abortion is the main thing that people care about, the more they keep trying to make sure that in their own ranks, they have all the DEI stuff going for them, the better that is for Republicans. And that the longer, the more Trump can get done, right? Sooner or later, I fear somebody in the Democrat Party is going to wake up And they're going to start railing.
Or fake it.
But I, yeah, because, you know, here's the thing we were talking about the other day, that young people don't trust the media, like, at all. Tragically, people our age, they don't trust. They trust
at your more early age.
Well, but here's the thing. They don't watch it, right? If you were to ask, I promise you this, if you were to ask my son, what are the three TV networks? He would be Netflix, Golf Channel.
DEI?
No, I mean. No,
DEI channel? No, CBS. Oh, CBS, yeah.
I mean, he would not say CBS, ABC, NBC. He doesn't even know what they are. He doesn't even watch TV, right? So these young people, you know, the Democrats did a good job of corralling the big legacy media thing, but nobody, I mean, very few, fewer and fewer people our age and like 30. But when you get down to these new, like, you know, the 14 through 24 people, none of them are. And so if you're, and that's, they go back and they get all upset about the conservative podcasters and you know, the conservative media, they hate that. And the trouble they have is because the conservatives are actually kind of funny and entertaining, right? You get these liberals and they're like MSNBC, who wants to listen to their podcast? I know, but if you were 13,
Rachel
14,
Maddow is great. And I'm starting to enjoy Jonathan Capehart. He's just a very interesting little twerp.
Right. From Thomas, you're right. I'd love to hear what Ted Trimpa has to say on all of this.
Yeah.
I think Ted is still in a deep depression.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And then from Sandra, David Hogg. Yeah. What a POS. Exactly. He's their vice chair.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to help. Yeah. No, that's going to
apologize. No guns, you know.
That's going to be from Karen Candling. But now Hollywood hates it because it turns out he wasn't politically correct at all. He's Islamophobic and a bunch of other non-intersectional things. It's official. The left is eating itself. Yay. Well, yeah. I mean, how do you, you know, it's got to be crazy to be the left. Well, and that leads us into then the Michael Bennett soundbite. We wanted to play this last week. So the Democrats have gone ballistic on Kash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, right? And I mean, if you were to, this is just my position. If Edward Snowden, I mean, this was going back years and years now, right?
Decades.
Leaked, got, was leaked to him documents. Military, I guess, stuff, right?
No. He was a contractor with some agency, and so he had
okay.
He had access to him as a contractor, and then he just made copies, and I think the Rand Corporation, and then gave it to, you know, what's his name, with the Guardian, then Glenn Greenwald.
Okay.
And then
you're right. Okay, I get my people mixed up there.
So
even there. So you see what I'm saying? And I consider myself pretty informed. It's like I kind of know the Edward Snowden thing, not much. But I would say
that's a tranny, right?
No. Right, exactly. If you were to ask, I would go probably say, and disagree with me if you want, 95% of the people out there, do you know who Edward Snowden is? And they might be no.
The head of an
does he play football? Golfer.
He was in that Hunger Games guy. He was. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Professor Snow. Exactly. So most people, number one, most people don't know who he is. The people who know who he is,
like him,
for the most part, like him and think he was a hero and has been illegally persecuted and wrongly persecuted and all of his stuff for years, right? So of the people who know, so when you think about who's my audience, if I'm going to talk about Edward Snowden, so Michael Bennett, who I guarantee you probably until last week, like, never thought about Michael Snowden at all. Michael Bennett, Colorado's Democrat senator, is not wandering around the house all day going, oh my God, Michael Snowden, or Edward Snowden, we got to deal with the Edward Snowden thing.
Michael too.
Yeah. I mean, but Tulsi Gabbard, because apparently at one point said that she didn't think he voiced some degree of support for him. They were hammering her on this. Bennett goes like bizarro world. Thomas, if we could please play the Bennett soundbite.
Do you believe, as the chairman of this committee believes, as the vast majority of members of our intelligence agencies believe, that Edward Snowden was a traitor to the United States of America?
Senator, if confirmed,
this
as
is when the rubber hits the road. This is when,
I will
this
work
is not,
with you to make sure that there is
not a moment
Snowden
for social
like
media. It's not a moment to propagate theories, conspiracy theories, or attacks on journalism in the United States. This is when you need to answer the questions of the people whose votes you're asking for to be confirmed as the chief intelligence officer of this nation. As my colleague said, this is not about you. It's about the people that serve the intelligence agencies of the United States. Is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America? That is not a hard question to answer when the stakes are this high.
Senator, as someone who has served in
Uniform. Your answer, yes or no, is Edward Snowden a traitor to the United States of America?
As someone who has worn our uniform in combat, I understand how critical our national security is.
Apparently you don't. Apparently you don't. Let me ask you.
He goes really crazy after that. Can't we get somebody who believes in 702, so we can spy on all those worthless constituents that I have?
I just call up to get blue blood politicians from the back east, Stapleton, Ken Budd, Michael Bennett. But anyway, it's just ridiculous, right? And that's all he has to work with. So you've got Tulsi Gabbard, and the best thing Michael Bennett can do is this fake outrage about Edward Snowden, who
no 702 also. He's big on we'd love to spy on all of you.
Yeah.
We must. We got to have people doing things.
Hey, you know what? Oh, I see. Unfortunately, we've run out of time here. You guys, thank you. We had great participation there on Zoom. We appreciate it. I see Mark Poff is here. Mark, we don't have time to bring you on, but Mark will be filling in for us on Wednesday because we have a bunch of meetings to go. And the final thing I want to say today, it's Chuck's birthday.
Yay!
It's
32. Turning 40.
Oh, okay.
Turning 40. It's one of those difficult times, but turning 40 and don't know what I'm going to do.
That's right. Everyone says happy birthday.
Thank you.
Is he 70 yet? No, he's 40, Charlene.
And 40.
That's what he tells Rev.
That's what I tell Rev. He goes, really? Jesus Christ.
And that'll do it for us. So Mark will be here for us on Wednesday. Be sure to check him out and we'll see you again on Party Friday.
Yay.
Bye, everybody.